This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A trial will move forward for a man accused of killing two people at a University of Colorado, Colorado Springs dorm in February. A judge gave his approval after detectives laid out their evidence against 25-year-old Nicholas Jordan. Authorities say there were multiple complaints about Jordan's behavior leading up to the shooting. They also say Jordan was the only person seen entering the dorm the morning of the incident. The victims were Jordan's roommate and a woman from off-campus. Colorado's fall ballot will be finalized this week. Along with political races and local questions, voters will be asked to decide on 14 state ballot measures. CPR's Megan Verley explains where they come from.
So we got to 14 because lawmakers put 7 measures on and private groups put 7 on. So actually, kind of accidentally, it's evenly split between those two sources. And it could have been even longer. There were actually some deals that kept things off. We just had the special session that got rid of 2 property tax measures. Earlier in the spring, there was a compromise between oil and gas and environmental interests.
CPR's Megan Verley. Questions on the ballot cover a wide range of issues, from a ban on big cat hunting to new money for law enforcement to an overhaul of how Colorado conducts its elections. 3 Coloradans have been nominated for the highest individual prize in world soccer. Lindsay Horan, Sophia Smith, and Mallory Swanson are on the shortlist for the annual Ballon d'Or Prize. It's given to the top soccer player in the world each year by the French media. The Colorado trio recently helped the United States women's national team win a gold medal at the 2024 Paris Olympics. This is CPR News. Stay with us. It's 4:06.